What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What it is, people, it's your boy Doggy Diamonds. You already know the motherfucking come up DVD. We back. Look who we got on here. Let them know who you are, man. Just because they don't know.
Astronaut Kid, man. Future, right now, you turned up just by looking at me. You did.
Future, what's going on, man?
Man, I'm cooler, you know what I'm saying? I'm working every day. I work in the studio doing shows on the road, doing these big meetings with the label, making sure everything on track.
And the label, we get that, so just in case y'all wondering what label.
Man, you know. Movies, epic, you know, everything.
What that deal was looking like, man? What, you know?
The deal looking great, you know what I'm saying? I can do whatever I want, man. They rolled the red carpet out for me, so it's just like a world premiere, man. The only thing I got to do is just show up to the movie and see how it set up.
So you performing at big football games and shit like that? How came about?
I perform at the San Francisco game, and they called me up, and I really was like, damn, they want me to come to where I'm performing. So when I got them, and they rolled, they like, I had straight off the plane, and they said I got escorts, private planes, and all kind of shit from the San Francisco 49ers. So salute. They went to Saints. They went to the Giants, and the Giants game kind of random, man. They had really fluked the game. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm a New York, like, fuck with New York, heavy, heavy, hard body. But at the end of the day, San Francisco, it was some business, big business going on, man. Some checks was getting cut.
Wow.
And they wanted me to be a part of the whole franchise just because of that. Man, I salute them, you know what I'm saying? We performed at the Field Goal. So it was real big, over 100,000 fans. So when you do things, you can't think about your personal relationships. Things like that, you got to think about business, how business is going to be, how you're going to be on the outlook for business partners, and venturing off with different people. And making relationships. So that part right there, like the San Francisco thing, it was more relationships and beneficial. And at the end of the day, man, I gained some good relationships from being out there in the Bay Area. So salute to the whole Bay Area. It was a good look, 100,000 fans that don't even know me. They didn't even know my name. They're calling me Tony.
So let me ask you something about the Atlanta hip-hop scene. Is it a big misconception that everybody is unified out there? What is that like?
Yeah, it's a weird, big misconception. Everybody unified. It's a bunch of competition, man. Everybody want to get in everybody moving. That's what it's basically saying, unified. But when a nigga calling your phone 30 times a day trying to get in your movie, you know what I'm saying? You try to find a role that you can play.
So right now with the scene out there, who you fuck with? Who you listen to? Who you rock with out there?
I don't rock to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm a self-contained dude. Like, I'm self. I don't really listen to nobody. I listen to other music that help me grow. As far as when I listen to music, I study music more than listen to music. When I listen to music, I listen to an old Biggie album just to see how his mind state was on certain songs and what kind of punchline he was using. Listen to Tupac and feel like, man, why people love him so much on Dear Mama, just certain tracks that you can hear their tone, what tone and voice they use. Different tracks when niggas use their tone, is like you use tone control, so you try to find tone control whether you listen to Jimi Hendrix, and you trying to find out, if I do a song and I put on an acoustic guitar, if I put a guitar on my track, how do I give it that Jimi Hendrix feel? So you have to listen to how Jimi Hendrix played. Or if you trying to do songs with melody and you trying to figure out, man, why did the Beatles sell so much? And you look at their track listing and all their whole track listing is simple words where it wasn't even like a long track listing. It's a word that mean a lot, but it's simple. It means so much to so many people. So it's just like a song like Tony Montana when you do it and you think, man, I did it from the streets. I know when I was doing it, I wasn't even thinking about no football team or nothing. I did that strictly for the streets. But when it's so good about music, you find that it means something to people. It means different thing to different people.
Tony Montana
means something to the hood, and the people who listen to it, like an older lady, an older white lady, she's 65 years old. It means something different to her.
Why do the streets fuck with you like that?
Man, the streets fuck with me like that because they know I come from a hard place. And you know what I'm saying? Niggas who know, you can check the fact, because you know as a rapper, and that people going to always see your YouTube interviews. They hear your music. So they're going to always go back to your neighborhood or your people who they think they know you and try to get the rundown on you. Man, once they get the rundown on me, they already know, man, everything. They want everything check out.
So what hood do you rap?
I rap East Atlanta Zone 6, Little Mexico. You know what I'm saying? We call it Little Mexico because we move like Migos.
So if there's a nigga in the hood right now trying to
you know, because these motherfuckers be trying to get their rep off jumping on YouTube, talking crazy and shit like that.
Yeah.
You got any of them niggas in the hood right now mad at you right now?
Nah, man. I ain't even trying to talk it up. Ain't nobody mad at me. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody really too much mad at me because, like I say, in the hood, they know what I was doing.
Okay.
Only reason they probably mad because I'm doing good, man. Sometimes when you're doing bad, people love you for what you are, and then they hate you for what you became.
So your name is Future. What's the future for Future? What you see for yourself? What you got planned?
Man, I see me riding G4 everywhere I go. I don't want to do nothing but ride private, so what now? But I'm doing, I'm working hard, and I'm laying down the foundation. It's like it take, sometimes you try to build a house, it take longer than a day to build a real house, a real mansion, a custom, the way you want it to build it. So right now, these years, like 2-3 years, it don't even matter how many, what it, the time period that's willing to take for me to ride private planes, I'm willing to put in the work and taking in all the necessary steps that I need to take to get into where I want to go, you know what I'm saying? As long as I'm moving in the right direction. Like, Come Up, DVD, that's a step in the right direction for where I need to go.
So right now, you asked you earlier who you fuck with. You say you don't really fuck with nobody.
I fuck with the world, though, okay. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand. I don't, when I say fuck with somebody, everybody have their different businesses, and you don't want to get in the nigga with personal.
Yeah.
It's personal, I fuck with you, but business-wise, I can't fuck with you because it's not good for my business and where I'm trying to take my shit.
So if a nigga right now might be afraid, but he got that money right now for you and he want a verse, just let him know it's all right, man. You know.
Man, yeah. It's always all right, man, when you cutting that check. But at the end of the day, you got to, every money, all money ain't good money.
Yeah.
So you got to watch what you do these days because you try to get into a nigga business and he thinking it's personal after you do a song. So you got to know what kind of moves to make because everybody have ulterior motives.
Uh-huh. So do you feel like you one of the hottest niggas out right now? Do you feel like you're getting pulled in different directions to get involved with this shit or that? What's that like?
Man, you get pulled in different directions, but you gotta know, you gotta stay focused, you know what I'm saying? They can't then throw you off task. Even when you get pulled to the left, to the right, you know you gotta keep going straight forward. So, you know what I'm saying? You gonna always get pulled in a direction, but I done paid so many dues, I know the direction to take.
What that show money looking like?
Man, the show money looking great, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can be doing better, but I'm doing good. Like, you know, I'm getting like 20K a show, but at the end of the day, man, I really don't discuss numbers because always trying to better my situation. But at the end of the day, I throw numbers out there to give an artist that last year, it took me a year. Last year, I was getting $3,500 a show at this time. And this year, I'm getting 20 because I always wanted to see myself go up the hill, you know what I'm saying, and not and just grow. So I seen myself grow. So when I throw numbers out there like that, it's not to tell people like I'm getting real no major money. It's just to tell people and artists who on their grind, who on the come up, that nigga, I did this shit in a year. If you really on your grind, man, it can happen. Only thing you gotta do is believe. So when I'm throwing numbers for the dudes who ain't getting the 20 a show, who trying to get it, to let them know it didn't take me nothing but a year. But only thing, it did take a lot of hard work. It took 24 hours being in the studio. It took my girl being mad at me. It took me not being around my kids like I wanna be. It took me doing interview after interview. It took me doing phoners. It took me doing drops for different DJs. It took me to go to the club, throwing goddamn over a quarter million, just blowing it. Just trying to, every time I go in the club, making that impression, making sure everybody on the music and doing it for a cause. You got a hot song, you give whatever for it, you know what I'm saying? So really, I went and spent my money, my own money out of my pocket. Every time I go into the club, it took a lot to get that 20. It just didn't come just from me just rapping in the studio. Then the next day I performed and they told me they was gonna give me 20. I did a bunch of songs. I did over 300 songs. I dropped over 10 mixtapes last year. I put out over 100 records. Just I gave away for free. You know what I'm saying? I had 10 records that was on the radio. I felt like I should have been getting more for all the work I put
in. So somebody right now who just walked in the room, what's record? Give them 2 records they know you from. Definitely. They you know, that's me right there.
They know me from the racks and they know me from Tony Montana. Like, easy.
And those is. How you feel when niggas freestyle over your shit, honestly?
I feel like I'm not, like, I love when dudes freestyle my shit because they don't understand. They stamping me. You know what I'm saying? It's like they swagger snacking. Niggas hungry for a swag. They so hungry for a hit, they'll rap on a hit.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I understand dudes like that. In my time, and I hang around OG dudes who 30 years old, 40 years old, niggas doing time at Fizz and whatever, and I look up to them. But at the end of the day, back in the day, everybody always wanted to be a trendsetter. Nobody don't want to follow nobody.
Yeah.
But it's so I guess with these 80 babies, I'm an 80 baby, but 80 and 90 baby, they just want to know what's hot and they want to follow what's hot. But really, I'm from that OG school style, so the way I carry myself is a whole different what I'm coming up with. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I'm a trendsetter, so I don't really rap on other people's beats, man. Well, I don't do rapping on nobody's beats. If I do rap on a beat, I'm going to do a whole nother song. I'm going to show you the song I would have made on your beat. I'm going to put a whole nother hook on the beat and try to make the beat hotter than what you did. That's what it's about when you try to jack a beat. That's what niggas used to do back in the day. Like, even Lil Wayne, when he do a song, he don't just rap on the beat, they have the hook, the same hook. Nigga, I'm finna change the hook, the verses, the way the hop is and everything to try to make it my song. I'm going to take your song. I'm not finna embrace your song.
The beat a little bit too, right?
Yeah, I'm going to change the beat a little bit and everything. I'm not. It's like, you take what you want. Don't embrace it. Because you making me feel like the champion, you know what I'm saying?
So is there any, like, versions of your records you heard, like, where that shit was garbage, you ever thought about that? Or you
I ain't really never pay attention. Only time I pay attention when other people talk about it. But besides that, man, like I said, I got to stay focused. I can't concentrate on what don't make me. They don't even make me or break me.
That's what it is. So, yo, this is Doggy Don. Before we go, man, I just want to ask you, like, how did that caliber of pussy change for you? You got all this, man. Did that shit go up? Or where you at with that right there?
Man, I always got pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit. Yeah. Like, some niggas, you got to understand I was doing what I was doing before. Only thing I didn't have was the fame. You know what I'm saying? My caliber of pussy is out the roof. And it always been out the roof from any chick it is. It ain't a bitch I can't bag. You know what I mean? I feel like that's what I'm on. You know what I'm saying? I'm a conqueror. And that's what A1L.
So you got the pimping thing, like you see a nigga with his bitch, you trying to knock a nigga for his bitch?
Man, that's the best thing. You know what I'm saying? Niggas always want something, nigga. It can't really, like, it's a turn on to a nigga, a real nigga, man. You got damn say a bad bitch, you know you want her. Mm-hmm. Shit, you might try, I'm trying to go and get her. If I want her that bad, I'm going to do whatever it take to get her, too.
So would you ever let your wifey do a reality TV show?
Man, we ain't doing no wifey reality TV show. That's a no-brainer, you know what I'm saying? We don't do that around here, man. Like, wifey, that's why it's wifey. You don't be out in the open in the public. These people putting their whole, they mixing this shit up too much, you know what I'm saying? They mixing. Right. Everybody just, they all over the place, man. Nobody ain't got structure no more, man. Your wife stay in her wife's place. You take the kids to school, you clean up, you look good, you know what I'm saying? You go to concerts, you go to movies, you go to dinner with your friends. It's a certain way you carry yourself when you get that wifey role. And know the definition of a girl who just on the side and your friend. You know what I'm saying? We do friend things, and wifey, she move like wifey.
So let's talk about your labels that you have. What's the name of the label that you own?
Free Bands, you know what I'm saying? Free Bands.
Man. And what it take for you to sign a nigga? Like, what you looking for, man?
Man, it take a boss. You got to be a boss of your own situation. I ain't signing them, but bosses, man. I ain't trying to be a nigga trying to walk in my shadow. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to, for you to be a boss, and I'm going to stamp your situation, but I don't want to be around your situation. I don't even want to tell nobody you signed me because I know how the media look at it. They going to look at it like, oh, he signed the Future, so Future did this. You can be them bought a Bentley. They going to swear I bought the Bentley. Yeah. It's just because it's how the media and the public, they see things. What you see is what you get far as when you put certain things and certain content out there. So I don't go when you have shows. When after you packing your shows, that's when I'm coming to your show. But you got to pack your shows on your own. You know what I'm saying? After you go to the club and you make your movies, nigga, I could be done gave you $5,000, told you throw the ones. But I don't want to be in the building while you throwing the money because they're going to assume that I gave you the money. Mm-hmm. So it's just a why how you move, man. I want to pick people up so everybody is like, how many chairs at that round table? When you bring at that round table, everybody bring something to the table. Not everybody looking at the dude at the end of the table.
So let's do some cosign shit right quick, some different shit real quick. Who's a nice fit that you see out there that need to come fuck with you and get this money on your label?
Man, a nice fit.
That's independent that you see them doing it, like, you know, if they came over and fuck with you, y'all get some paper. Put it out there right now. They gonna see this shit and be like, oh, I ain't even know a nigga wanted to fuck with me like that.
Man, independently.
That you see out there doing their numbers. That
I don't see independent people. You know what I'm saying? I don't see them.
So that means y'all niggas out there is bullshitting. That's what that means.
You know what I'm saying? It's some dudes out there, I'm pretty sure they grinding. Mm-hmm. But man, they ain't making no noise.
So that's what it is, man. Yo, this is Doggy Diamonds, the Come Up DVD. Future, man, let them know, man. You on the Come Up DVD, man.
Man, salute the whole Come Up, man. Anybody who got something to do with Come Up, man. I'm all about coming up. That's what it's all about, man. Showing your work and knowing your worth, matching up to each other, and you come up, you know what I'm saying, from the bottom to the top.
All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.